Blog Talk Radio. From Insanity to Sane Radio, featuring Ms. Barbara Archer, thank you for tuning in to another anointing broadcast where you will be inspired and God be exalted throughout the earth. We come live every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please send all inquiries at frominsanitytosane.com. The next voice you hear will be Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast of From Insanity to Sane. I am so blessed to be here this morning, and I just pray God's blessing upon each and every one of you. It is indeed an honor to come to you each and every week. Without you, I would not be able to do the things that I enjoy, and that is to bring words of inspiration to God's people. So before we get started, I just want to start off with prayer, and I have a very special guest in the studio with me this morning that I know you're going to fall in love with, because when I read his bio and just a little bit of his music, I was truly blessed, and I know you're going to be blessed as well. So without further ado, we're just going to enter into God's presence with prayer, and we're going to enter into his courts with thanksgiving. So, Father, we just thank you this day. We just give you all the glory and praise and honor. You are worthy to receive it all. And, Father, I pray for all those that are traveling. They may be in their cars. They may be tuning in. But, God, I just pray that you be with them. And let them just take this day and just rest in you. You've been speaking rest in my spirit now for weeks now. And, God, I know you want your people to enter into your rest. So I pray that for everyone that is listening and everyone under the sound of my breath this morning. And I pray your blessing upon this session that we have together as we share. And I pray your continued blessing over our guest that's in the studio this morning. And I pray everything that he touches is blessed and highly favored by you, because I know you have a plan and a purpose for this young man, and I'm just excited about to see the fruit of the labor that is going forth in the kingdom. And Lord, we ask all of these blessings in Jesus' wonderful, mighty name. Amen. Thank you so much for your continued prayer and support. So without further ado, I would like to invite onto the platform Ignite Your Life, featuring Edward James. Good morning, Edward. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well, Ms. Archer. How are you?
I am blessed. It is Thursday, one more day before the weekend.
Yes.
And we can all take a moment and just rest. So I'm very excited about that. But before we get started, you know, I just thank you so much. I love interviewing young people. When I see young people on fire for God, that just compels me more than anything else. And I understand that you are the founder and CEO of Ignite Your Life, otherwise known as IYL. It's a multi-platform for people to release their baggage and discover their passion for what is possible from within. You know what? I love that so much. And I understand that the entire worshiper through the music, health, and instruction, people will experience and will build their faith and propel them to another level in worship. And I love that because that is so needed in today's world. And I'm just going to read a little bit about your bio just to let people know exactly who you are. Edward James has been playing the piano since age 4, which we're going to talk about that. You graduated from Bethel High School in Hampton, Virginia, and pursued a Bachelor's of Art in Music at Old Dominion University, where you graduated in 2010. You are a classical trained lyric baritone, well-versed in opera, R&B, pop, and gospel contemporary Christian, with a focus mainly on gospel music. He has produced and written songs for his CD, as well as songs with other artists. He has opened up for vocalist, pianist for Vicky Winans, Brian Courtney Wilson, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, which she is my all-time favorite, and the jazz pianist. Yes, I just love her music so much. You know, I mean, your accomplishments just go on. And You also have your latest single that's coming out March 2015, Ignite Your Worship. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but before we even get to that part, Edward, if you could just give us a little bit of background. I mean, 4 years old, you was playing the piano, so definitely that you had that upbringing, that Christian upbringing from day one, probably. So just tell us a little bit about that.
I grew up in a very musical family. Both of my parents sang. A lot of my uncles on my father's side play the piano. My aunt plays the piano. And my mother's siblings play the piano, drums, guitar, trumpet. And everyone sings. So I just grew up in that environment. And I started kind of tinkling on the piano when I was around two or three. Then my mother noticed I was playing recognizable theme songs from TV shows and little melodies from church when I was about four. So she was like, okay, I actually know what that song is when I was about four. So she put me in piano lessons about four or five. And I took piano lessons until I was 11. The teacher told me I was unteachable because I would take for instance, a Bach minuet in G, and I would play it in D minor during the concert, which is a major faux pas, you know, play the music how it is.
Right.
But I, you know, I wanted to play it in minor in a completely different key, and she was like, wow, that's amazing. That's not exactly, you know, what I'm trying to teach you. So she actually didn't want to be my teacher anymore. She said it was really difficult to get me to play exactly what I saw on the page. And after that, I started playing in church around 11, 12. So I did that for about 17 years, almost 18 years in church.
Wow. You know what? The Bible is so true when it says, train up a child in the way that he should go. You know? So even though that one piano instructor did not feel that you had, I guess, what it took, but you knew, and your mom knew, and that's so much, I mean, so much of that happens today, that people, they speak a word over your life, and they don't realize what they're actually doing, you know?
They don't.
And even though that
especially
may have been spoken over you, especially to a child, because it's that age. And do you have any memory? I know you have the memory of that, but can you express to us, because I really want to get this clear to a lot of young people, because a lot of young people are not pursuing their God-given purpose and destiny because someone has told them at some time in their life that you won't be able to do this. They don't see you actually doing it. So I want to encourage every young person this morning. So can you just give us a little bit of insight to the feelings that you had at that exact moment when those words were
spoken? Well, I knew at a very early age that I enjoyed music on a different level than other kids. I got in trouble a lot for playing the air, as I would call it. And my mom never understood what that, she understands now, but she didn't understand then. And, you know, she would ask me, why are you playing the air and why are you, and I would constantly tell her, I hear it in my ears. I told her I couldn't pronounce the words right. But I could hear it in my ears. I could hear it in my ears. And she knew at a very, very early age that I was just hearing melodies. And I would just be constantly on the piano just playing and taking my history books and taking lines out of my history book and writing songs about anything, taking the Sesame Street song and completely making it something different. And she knew when I was very, very young that I had a gift. And when a young person has someone in their life that recognizes a gift, and recognizes that this is what this child does naturally. You know, they haven't trained in it. It's just something that comes out of them that they just do, and it just seems very supernatural. That's a gift.
Right. Yes.
And and I would encourage every single young person to actually sit down and figure out what makes you the happiest and the safest. Because, you know, a lot of kids can take that so far. But what is it that actually you can do that no one else can do like you but you? Like, you may be able to sing or you may be able to play basketball, but what is the one skill about your basketball that separates you from any other basketball player, and how in that you can be confident, you can be self-assured, and know that, you know, I'm going to be a basketball player. You hear a lot of young boys say that, and a lot of adults, well, basketball players come a dime a dozen. Don't do that to a kid. If you see a talent and a gift in a child, nurture that gift. Don't just tell them, well, a million to one odds that you'll be a basketball player. Don't do that to a child, especially a young child, because you can start to kill that spirit. And I was just very fortunate to have many mentors around me who saw the gift and nurtured the gift and really watered the gift when I couldn't water it myself. Now that I'm older, I can self-water my own gift. When a kid is young, you might actually have to apply the fertilizer, the quote-unquote water, the sunlight to help that child build up enough resistance so that when they get older, they can start doing all that stuff themselves.
Right. Amen. That is so, so true. You know, now, tell us, how did you begin the founder and CEO of Ignite Your Life? How did that all come about?
I went to a symposium with Dr. Teresa Harrison of Gospel Today, of Gospel Magazine Today, down in Georgia. And she came here to Regent University, I'd say 2003, the fall of 2003, I believe. And I just had this overwhelming sense in my spirit that I should, the title of my album should be Ignite Your Worship, Ignite My Worship. And I was just thinking that this is a real serious journey that I'm going on, and I needed to actually make it into something more than just music. Because, you know, people can hear the music, but they don't necessarily hear the journey. And I wanted to have some fellow igniters to actually have a common place, a common platform where we can share our journeys, not just with music, but how can we relate igniting our health? And how can we relate igniting our dreams and igniting our worship through the music? So I wanted to make it all-encompassing so that people can join in and actually have a platform, an experience, a common journey with someone who I don't have it all together. And I am on my own journey, and I want people to know that I have to get healthy just like you have to get healthy. And I have to seek God just like you have to seek God, and I have to have a worship lifestyle just like you have to have a worship lifestyle. And so I want to create a community of igniters.
You know what? I like that, Edward. I truly do. You know, that is a vision, and it's so important in today's world of what we live in, because God intends for us to be whole and healthy in every aspect of our life, and our prayer time with Him, and our worship with Him. You know, I was speaking about the same thing last night on the radio about just being in God's presence, you know, in that worship. You know, because when you're in His worship, you know, it seems like that whatever else goes on in the world, it doesn't matter, because you have been in the presence of Almighty God, and that's just an incredible place to be at, especially in the day and ages that we live in. But I just want to move forward a little bit to speak a little bit more about your actual company and founder and ministry and so forth. But tell us a little bit about your music. Now, you had a debut album in 2008 called Examine Me, and you wrote and produced all the songs on the debut album. 2012, you had a Christian rapper and vice president of 3HP Records, and that was Fight for Your Death. And this was your third project with as a writer and future artist. Then we come around in 2013, so you've been a very busy person for the Lord. You have been on fire. And that's wonderful, you know. Yeah, you had up-and-coming gospel artists. You provided background vocals and served as a future artist on the project. And then 2014, you were the writer and composer of Hope Gatlin's project, A Story of a Girl. And it's called It's You and Always. Can you Can you talk to us a little bit about that? Because when I read that, a lot of times when we read things, there's a story behind it. So I was very intrigued. Just tell us a little bit about a story of a girl off of the track It's You and Always.
Hope Gatling is actually my cousin. She's my first cousin, my older first cousin. And we've always done music together, and she had a concept of coming up with an album based upon growing up from a little girl to the woman that she is now, and the story of a girl living in a world full of fantasy dreams, but everything is not really what it appears to be. It's like the first line of the verse. And she was just saying she wanted to have a message for young girls to build them up and to encourage them that no matter where you start, no matter what the family you start in, the economic situation you start in, that you can grow up and fulfill your dreams. And that was basically a story of a girl. Now, It's You, I actually wrote for my album in 2008, and I didn't put it on the album. We sang it at the concert, but we didn't put it on the album. And I wanted a song that commemorates the song says, what keeps the sun shining is you, what keeps the, I can't even remember the words of the song. It's been a while since I sang it. But it was basically, saying, what keeps the world going around? It's God. What keeps breath flowing in our body, and what keeps us strong, and what keeps us healthy, what keeps us prepared to go on the next day with brand new mercies? God. Mm-hmm. And yes. And she said, well, can I slow it down and jazz it up a little bit and put it on my album? I said, sure. But yeah, that's how that came about.
Amen, amen. Well, that's just awesome, you know. So you just have a whole lot of gospel artists right in your family, and all the gifts and talents, it seems like it's poured into one family. But amen,
yeah.
Praise be to God. Well, let's move on a little bit. Now, in October 2014, you had a double single, Sing mm-hmm. a Love Song and Possibilities.
Yeah.
Where exactly do you get your inspiration when you write songs? Just tell us a little bit about that, because a lot of people have different inspirations or what inspires them, or was it
mm-hmm.
something that God had spoke to you directly in regards to your music? So just tell us a little bit about that.
I'm a quite unique songwriter in that I always write songs and then go through a process.
Okay.
Single Love Song and Possibilities, I wrote Single Love Song 2 years ago, and I think I wrote Possibilities 4 years ago.
Okay.
It didn't occur to me that my life would have to relate back to those songs in the coming years. Many of the songs that I write don't take me that long to write. I wrote Single Love Song. I wanted to do an opening for Sunday, and rehearsal was that night, and I about 20 minutes before rehearsal, I wrote that song.
Okay.
Possibilities kind of came. I woke up, and I was singing a song, and I penned it in like 5 or 10 minutes. But I think it's ironic how the length of time it takes me to write the song does not compare to the length of time it takes me to actually experience the song. And what I mean by that is I usually don't take a long time to write a song, but my life begins to go through challenges and phases where I need to sing that song to get myself through. So a lot of times,
right,
I don't know why I write a song until a couple months later when it's like, okay, God, you need me to be singing this song now.
Right, yes.
And
yes.
And that has been the inspiration. Single Love Song, and all the songs that are going to be on this next album are songs that help you ignite back that and reignite that passion. Because for a long time, I myself, even as a saved person, and more so as saved people in general, we expect God to do a lot of things over a length of time that we are saved. And God has shown me that He does not work on our timetable. He works on His.
Right. Amen.
And that can be very frustrating to a born-again believer, especially when you're doing all the right things and you don't believe you're doing anything wrong, and you're staying in God's will, and God's like, well, it's just not your time yet. And a lot of times you can start losing hope, and you can start just getting frustrated, and you can start, you know, going within and start losing that zeal that you first get when you get saved. You start losing,
right.
You know, you start dimming the light a little teeny bit. And this album, as it ministers to me, I wanted to minister to the point that you need to be singing a love song to God every single day. That's what helps reignite that energy every single day. God, I know that you have a plan for my life. You're not going to let me leave this earth until the plan for my life is revealed and fulfilled. So I have to keep singing every single day. I have to know that, like the second song, possibilities are endless. I let go to lift my head and see the land that God has promised me is the first line of the song. And you have to kind of look over where you currently are to know that God has something greater on the other side. You just can't see it yet. But as soon as your time comes and those clouds open, you're like, oh, God,
amen.
Thank you for allowing me to go through that, because now I can appreciate what you've given me. And now all the hate on this level, I'm not even fazed, because over this past year, that's the only thing I've had to deal with. So you've been teaching me how to handle what I'm about to walk into. And so this whole series of songs are encouraging the believer to every single day reignite that passion, reignite that spark. You know, how if you're not careful with the fireplace, and you don't keep stoking that fire, it will go out.
Yes, it will.
As powerful as fire is, and as keep giving as fire is, if you don't keep putting wood on the fire and if you don't keep checking on it, it will go out.
Yes,
so every single day, you have to reignite that fire within to show God, God, I'm not giving up. You're not giving up on me, and I definitely am not giving up on you.
You know what? That coincides with my devotion this morning. When I woke up early this morning to spend time with God in prayer and just in relationship, he put something on my heart in my devotion, and it was Exodus 23, 29, and 30. And when you said that, it just really confirmed his word, because it says, but I will not drive them out in a single year, because the land would become desolate and the wild animals too numerous. You. Little by little, I will drive them out before you until you have increased enough to take possession of the land.
Yeah.
You just confirmed God's word to me this morning. So often, you know, and it goes right back to what you said, you know, it's like you wrote these songs ahead of time, but a lot of times God will prepare us for something that is coming, and he'll give us in advance what we need, so when that time does come, we already have his word, we already have his promise, and we're able to sustain ourselves, you know, because we have that word and we have that promise, you know. So, you know what, you're a young person, but you're full of wisdom, and I love that. But tell us about your newest album that will be coming out March next month. Ignite Your Worship. So tell us about that. So, and also let us know where we can buy your music at, you know, and your websites and any social media outlets that we can connect with you so we can follow your journey as God leads you.
Okay. Well, the album is called, it's going to be called Ignite My Worship Volume 1. It's going to be three different volumes of worship music. The first one, we're slated, we're probably going to push it back in March. I have, it's just been an incredibly busy first of the year. So I have my two singles out. We're going to try to get it out in March. I mean, it might be later on in the spring. But you can definitely check IgniteYourLifeMovement.org, www.IgniteYourLifeMovement.org, which is my website that has all of my information. I'm on Facebook / Ignite Your Worship. I am on Twitter and Instagram at Impresario EJ, IMPRESARIOEJAY, Impresario EJ. And I do have a GoFundMe campaign if you would like to sow a seed and to Ignite Your Life company. You can go to GoFundMe / Ignite Your Life. And I'm just really anxious. Actually, this weekend I'll be in New Jersey singing. I just came off of a tour in London in October of last year. And God is just doing some amazing things in my life that are keeping me busy and keeping me anxious and also keeping me prepared. I am on my toes, and I can't wait for what God shows me next, because it is preparing me for what is next. And every little thing is kind of building up to a huge passion of mine. It has been a passion of mine since I was a little kid. Yeah, it's going to be an awesome time. Yeah, you can find the two singles on iTunes, Rhapsody. You can find it on CD Baby. The single Love Song and Possibilities are out now. Enjoy the music, enjoy the songs, feel the worship from my heart, and connect to that.
Amen, amen. You just have so many things that's going on, and God is opening up so many doors. And I believe that when we have been faithful, truly faithful to God, that we will reap a harvest if we do not faint and if we do not give up. And that's the main thing. That's the main message I'd leave to people. Never give up and never give in. Because both of those two things come from Satan, not from God. Mm-hmm. So in the last 3.5 minutes that we have for this interview this morning, Edward, can you just share with the audience any words of encouragement, or is there anything that God has laid on your heart specifically that you want to share with people out here today?
Yes. I have, everyone in life has a thorn, just like Paul had a thorn in his side that God would not get rid of, but instead would make him humble. I have battled depression for 15 years of my life, which is half of my life. I'm 30 years old. And a lot of people don't know that. This is the first time I've ever said it publicly. And it has been a major source of negativity in my life that I'm trying to overcome. But it has. And I want to tell Christians, especially believers, because a lot of times we can look at unbelievers and they can just be fine, and it can be the believer that has a problem. And I just want to talk to people to help them know that even when you see an artist or an entrepreneur, or someone that you think has it all together and has a smile on their face, everyone in life has something that they want to get rid of. One, they have something that is a constant source of negativity. Because the enemy does not want to see you succeed.
Amen.
And he will try his hardest to get that one thing that you are completely insecure about, that one piece of negativity that follows you, that if you're not careful and if you're not in a worshipful relationship with Christ and not fully connected every single day, that can keep creeping back in. I just want to encourage people that every single day, please ignite your life. Every single day. Trust me when I tell you, depression, it is very difficult once you've been in it to overcome, and you can overcome and you will overcome. But when I tell you, if you don't stay in your word, if you don't have a worship lifestyle, not just a Sunday morning worship, but a lifestyle of worship, it will creep back in. I'm telling you what I know. It will follow you. Even if it's not on you, it's always creeping around the corner, waiting until you drop your guard. That's why the Bible says put on the full armor of God. You don't know what's coming around the corner. And just because it can be rebuked out of your life, it's the one thing that the enemy knows that can fully get in if you allow it to get in. So I just want to encourage people, please ignite your life with me. I want to get a whole community, global community of people, of igniters, once you have this inward light to show the world that, hey, yeah, we can have some issues too, but there is one God who is more powerful and who is greater than any issue you will ever go through.
Amen.
God himself.
Amen.
Is amazing, and his grace and his love is amazing, and you can still have an issue like Paul.
Yes.
You can still have an issue and be on fire for God, but you have to be able to ignite every single day, make a conscious effort that, God, I'm going to wake up with a smile on my face. What do you want me to do today? I'm not going to lay in this bed and cry and be depressed and not eat and be negative. God, what do you have for me to do today?
Amen.
That's just the message, I believe.
And you know what? That's a very powerful message. Well, you heard it here from Insanity to Sane with gospel artist Edward James, the founder and CEO of Ignite Your Life. So I inspire you today and encourage you to go out and ignite your life and get that worship with God and that relationship that you've never had, and go deep with him, because God is so deep and he wants you to go deep with him. So we're all out of time right now, but thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast. We'll be back next Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Edward, thank you so much for joining me in the studio. You have a blessed day. And just always remember that God loves you with an everlasting love. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon. We're going to have you back on the radio from Insanity to Sane, okay?
Praise the Lord. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Amen. You're welcome. Be blessed, and I'll see you all next Thursday. Goodbye.
All righty. Bye-bye.